I'm Patrick Campion. It is 38 at our studios, and I want to jump right in now to a conversation with a newly elected representative from the state of Michigan, Mrs. Debbie Dingell. Good morning.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you this morning?
How are you? Did you sleep at all last night?
Well, I have to admit that there's been like only an hour or two, but I'm a morning person. When I worked at GM, I was always at work at 5 or 5:30, so sleep is not something, thankfully, I need a lot of.
Are you anticipating a lot of sleepless nights now as you transfer into a governance role for the state of Michigan?
Well, I'm very excited. I made a promise to the people of the 12th District as I did what I called my giant job interview that I would work hard for them every single day. And I am going to keep that promise, and I'm really looking forward to going to Washington, working hard for them on issues they care about, but being home every weekend, being home when they're not in session and listening to them and working hard on a lot of issues we all care about.
I'm sure you've been following the news across the country. I think a nice way to say it might be, and there's a lot of Republican success. Is that going to lead to a struggle for you at all? I mean, do you feel like this might be a lame duck session for the next couple of years here?
You know, as I campaigned, I said from the beginning that I'm not going to work as a Republican or a Democrat, but I want to work with everybody to try to find solutions and get answers. I have many friends on both sides of the aisle. I've always had many friends. I saw Candace Miller and I talk this week about a number of things we care about and going out together and working together. I saw David Trott this morning at a television interview that we were both at, and I said, David, can we do some things differently? Can we, you know, maybe host some roundtables and both of us do it on issues? And he said, I've been telling people the same thing. So, you know, I don't, you go into things with a negative attitude, you got a negative attitude. You go in and say, what am I going to do to help Michigan? What am I going to do to help Southeastern Michigan? And then hopefully you're going to get some things done.
We have five new faces going to Washington from Michigan. Do you feel like, is that weakening our delegation at all, or do you feel like we have a strong position still in Washington?
Look, anybody who does not understand that we are losing a significant amount of wisdom, impact, and influence in the retirement of Carl Levin, John Dingell, David Camp, and Mike Rogers, doesn't understand what the impact is going to be. We still have great members of the delegation in Washington. You've got new people, myself included, that are going to have to learn the ropes, build relationships. That's why I think it's more important than ever that the delegation work together to try to ensure that we have a Michigan strategy. You know, one of the things that I've thrown out, and I'm starting to talk about more, is, you know, that the congressional delegation and the state legislature have never met and talked about a Michigan agenda. I think we really need to define what is it that we need and want to do, and then get in the same boat and all row in the same direction.
You do have clearly some big shoes to fill. I mean, your husband has a legacy, and that's an understatement in Congress. How do you step up to that challenge? I know you're not the typical freshman representative, but you're going to be a first-term rep here. I mean, what do you take from your multiple decades by his side and with your own prominent career and move that forward into representing Michigan?
Look, I've been very honest and very blunt with everybody that I can't fill. I'm not trying to fill John Dingell's shoes, and I couldn't fill John Dingell's shoes. I buy them. I know how big they are, and I couldn't fill them. I'm going to be Debbie Dingell. I have learned many wonderful things. He and I share very same values, but I come to this job with different perspectives, with different work experience, with different leadership and community projects. And I'm not going to try to be John Dingell. I'm going to be the best Debbie Dingell that I can be, fighting for the men and women of the 12th District every single day.
A couple questions from listeners. Tom from Ann Arbor wanted to know, will you support closing the gun show loophole, limiting the size of magazines for semi-automatic weapons and other sensible gun control measures?
I think that this is probably the area where there is the biggest difference between John Dingell and I. Those that have paid attention to this issue, John Hunter, board member of the NRA, and I wrote a pretty blunt op-ed in the Washington Post 2 years ago about my father who tried to kill us. So I believe it's very important to keep guns out of hands of those that shouldn't have them, and recognize that the other side's got issues too, and this is going to be an issue I care about very deeply because of the firsthand impact it's had in my own family.
One of the things that you are well respected for is the amount of faith that a prominent congressman like John Dingell has put in your console over the years. Is there another set of issues or something else that, you know, just really sets you apart, or other policy differences?
You know, it's very hard to make broad sweeping statements. As we get to each issue, we'll look at them. Nobody should assume that I'm going to take a position on anything until I've studied the facts. That's one thing I promise. I will never take a position until I've looked at everything. I've studied the issue. I've got some deeply held beliefs. I know that I will fight to protect Medicare and Social Security. I know that I'm going to fight because I think that education needs to be affordable and quality for every single child from the time that they're born through college and university. Do I think the Affordable Care Act bill is perfect? No. I do believe that no one in this country should have to worry about whether they can go to a doctor. And I do know that no one can lose their insurance now if they're diagnosed with leukemia or have be denied it because of pre-existing condition or canceled. So I want to work with people that if we need to improve things, let's improve them. But I'm going to take each issue as it comes, which is clearly going to be defined at first by the Republican leadership in the House and Senate.
Is there a particular hot button for you in the Dingell household that Mr. Dingell knows that at the dinner table is just a deal breaker to absolutely not bring up with you because you're not going to change your mind?
Guns is probably we have a great deal of respect for each other, but he understands that I have had a very different perspective than him. But, you know, people change over time, too. When I first married John Dingell, he was he believed in protecting women, but his definition of protecting women wasn't my definition of protecting women. And he went on to introduce major pieces of legislation that ensured equality for women in health care, from breast cancer to ensuring that federal government included women in research funding to drive through mastectomies and drive through deliveries. A lot of times it's education. Women's health issues of that type are very passionate issues for me. Mr. Dingell became a strong supporter the more he got educated.
And I'm sure a lot of women thank you for that education, for a great representative from our state. Another question from a listener, Virginia, from Ann Arbor. It's kind of lengthy, but I'll try and summarize. The most recent summary from the IPCC released Sunday makes it clear global warming, one of the most, if not the most, urgent issues we face. Wants to know, will you be looking at solutions for global warming?
Look, we've got to ensure that we are protecting the environment for generations to come. We're borrowing it now from the children of the future. So obviously that's something I'm concerned about. I think that everybody's concerned about. I want to protect the Great Lakes and make sure that our water, we've got 20% of the fresh water is in our arena. We have to protect that. At the same time, we've also got to ensure that we don't disproportionately impact working men and women on what the cost of all of this is. So we've got to we need to develop, you know, solar and wind have become absolutely competitive in this state. When you talk about developing alternative sources of energy, renewables. So, yes, I'm going to work very hard to do just that and to make it affordable at the same time.
One more listener question here while we have about a minute left. Please ask the Congresswoman-elect how she will work with an increasingly hostile Congress and help to defend President Obama's agenda that comes from Charles.
Well, what I just said, I think if you go in with negative attitudes and say we're not going to get along, you're not going to get along. You go in with a great deal of respect, a desire to build relationships, to find common ground. I've spent my lifetime bringing people of disparate backgrounds together, trying to find where the common ground is and to try to find solutions. That's who I'm going to be. I organized the bipartisan retreats for the Congress in the 90s. I wrote my thesis on it, and I'm going to go to Congress dedicated to promoting the development of relationships, because I think when people know each other, they can work together. And I'm going in with a positive attitude that we are going to work together to find solutions.
Representative-elect Dingell, thank you so much. Congratulations. And please pass along our sincere thanks and appreciation to your esteemed husband for all his years of service.
I will. Thank you so very much.